Kamusta? Welcome to the Jay Arrogacio Podcast, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines. And let's get right down to it sa ating story for today. This is from the Manila Bulletin Facebook page. And sabi dito, look, student members of the Baghari Irist group staged a Black Friday protest on March 15, condemning the forced haircut policy imposed on transgender students. So medyo tatry nating i-censor ang ating sarili. Imbis na yung T-R-A-N-S gender word, sasabihin natin schmanchmender, dahil si YouTube is a bit strict sa mga bagay nito. Okay. Forced haircut policy imposed on schmanchmender student who were denied entry due to their gender expression. The protest took place in front of the Irist College of Industrial Technology in Manila, with schmanchmender members of the organization highlighting their fight against the repressive university organizing policies. So, wow. Yung Manila Bulletin, they're taking a stand. Repressive daw ang university organizing policies. So, hindi ito isang opinion. And ito yung isang picture, sabi dito, it seems like ang sinasabi niya is, we are not male students. And obvious na hindi male student ang may hawak nitong sign na to. Isa siyang napakagandang babae, if you ask me. Hindi ko makita na male student siya. How can this person be a male student? Okay, so check out din natin ang isang article about this. This is from Philippine Star. Una-una, ang masasabi ko is, sabi sa Manila Bulletin post, Black Friday daw yung protest na ito. Sana pumunta ako, hindi ako naimbitahan dahil baka may mga sale doon. Di ba pag Black Friday may mga sale? Pero hindi tayo naimbitahan, sayang. Okay, sabi dito, Iris urged to drop discriminatory policy on hair length restrictions. So nung unang basa ko dito yung Iris, feeling ko parang another form of bigotry na naman to. Parang racist, sexist, and maybe ito yung bigotry sa mga taong malalaki ang tenga. Kasi dito sa picture na ito, may ginugupitan and pinapakita dito may tenga. So apparently, isa siyang schmanchgender student at ginugupitan ng buhok. And apparently, ang Iris means Eulogio Amang Rodriguez Institute of Science and Technology. And sabi dito sa article, youth groups have called out a public university in Manila for reportedly denying enrollment to schmanchmender students for not adhering to the hair length restrictions for male students. A school-based organization focused on LGBTQ advocacies said in a statement last week that the policies of IRIST are outdated and discriminatory towards students on the basis of their gender expression. Prohibiting transgender students from enrolling unless they cut their long hair is a violation of students' rights and clear form of discrimination, said JP Brillantes of Baghari Irist. And this calls to question kung ano nga ba ang discrimination. Kasi may mga just discrimination naman, di ba? Kapag dinidiscriminate ng isang public office like LTO, ang mga bulag from getting a driver's license, medyo just discrimination naman yon. Alangang may mga bulag na nagde-drive sa kalsada. And I think may mga discrimination din sa kapag mababa ang grades. Diba, sa mga schools, unless kahit sino na lang pwedeng papasukin. I hope mag-protest din yung mga may difficulty in understanding lessons in school. Kasi this is unjust discrimination. Okay, this comes after videos went viral on social media allegedly showing transgender students of IRIST being pressured to cut their hair to be allowed to enroll for the school year. However, IRIST Office of the President has denied the alleged incident and said that the videos are unverified. All students were and are allowed to enroll for the second semester of school year 2023-2024, regardless of their gender, and particularly of how they wear manage their hair, provided that those with long hair have them properly fixed or tied, the university said in a statement released Friday. So lumalabas na bumigay si IRIST. The statement also said that the university is eyeing changes to its implementing rules and regulations concerning enrollment after a fruitful meeting was held between Bahaghari IRIST and school officials and concerned directors and college deans. And apparently, nasa IRIST is located in the city of Manila, where local government officials implemented an ordinance in 2020 prohibiting discrimination on the basis of a person's sexual orientation and gender identity expression, or SOGI. And apparently, lumalabas na hindi na natin kailangan ng SOGI bill. Kung ma-approve man yung SOGI bill sa Senate and sa Congress, is formality na lang ito, because of course, may mga ordinances na sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Metro Manila on SOGI. Anong makukuha natin sa insidente na ito? Ako, ang takeaway ko dito is, kung alam ko lang na may ganitong entitlement pala ang mga estudyante na maghakot ng maraming iba pang estudyante, eh sana nag-protesta na kami nung time na kinakatkatan kami nung high school. Dahil syempre, I identify as a rocker. Di ba isang valid identity yung pagiging rocker? The same sa mga gender expression. Ito yung aking musical expression. And I think kailangan mapaglaban ang mga musical expressions ng mga estudyante. Pero seriously, anong makukuha nating takeaway dito? I think ito yung issue sa pagkakaroon ng right to freedom of association. May cost on some discrimination. And dito, is it an unjust discrimination? Yung proper grooming sa lalaki. One could say na yung IRIST is a public university or a public college. And kung ano ang rules in public, ito dapat ang masusunod. Parang UP. Sa UP, wala silang dress code and pwede kang mag-long hair. But even though, may mga ilang mga public universities na hindi naman all out sa ganito. And may uniform pa rin kahit papano. Kahit na public university ito. And may uniform na pang babae at pang lalaki. And dahil sa may uniform ang pambabae tsaka panglalaki, at the very least, it upholds the biological reality of the sexes. And the sad part here, I think ang masisisi ko dito yung mga magulang at ang mga adults around the students. Because there is some kind of grooming involved dito. Dahil hindi nila maiisip ang mga bagay na ito, itong mga gender expression. And I think dahil din sa pop culture, it's enforcing these kinds of things. The sad part is, marami sa mga bata ay hinahayaan na lang ng mga adults sa buhay nila na in-nurse ang kanilang gender dysphoria. And for them to grow up thinking that they're in the opposite gender. Kaya sinabi ko, there's some form of grooming here. Kaya guys, I think we need to be vigilant sa pagpapalaki ng mga anak natin. Let's teach them the biological reality of male and female. And alam mo, I think there's a reason kung bakit nakapants ang mga lalaki at nakasaya ang mga babae. Kasi ang mga babae mas madaling umihi sa inidoro kapag nakasaya. Kasi umupo sila, aangat lang nila. Then ang mga lalaki, madaling i-unzip ang kanilang pants para umihi sa urinal. So there's a biological reality kung bakit ito yung stereotypes sa pananamit. Pagdating sa buhok, actually, yung buhok is a societal norm. And wala tayong magagawa. Ito yung norm natin ngayon. Ang lalaki, karamihan, ay short hair, and probably this is because of the military. May kailangang discipline sa mga kalalakihan. At ang mga babae ay yung long hair. And pwede mong sabihin na ang mga lalaki in the past, nung time ni Jesus Christ, ay long hair. And I know kasi ito ang aking palusot sa aking lolo na gustong magpagupit sa akin. Kasi long hair ako in the past. For a very long period, naka-long hair ako. Kasi nga, rocker ako. And ayaw ng lolo ko na mahaba yung buhok ko. Kaya sabi niya, gupitan ko daw. And ang katwiran ko is, bakit ang mga apostoles, sina Jesus, long hair? But right now, in this very instant, there's value to have a dress code for male and female. And sabi nga nung nasa picture kanina is, we are not male students. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng male? What is a male student? Dati, akala natin yung men tsaka women, ito yung construct. Ito yung sabi nila, ito daw yung identity. Either men and women are identity. Either men ka or woman ka. Tapos yung male and female, ito yung biological reality. Ngayon, sinabi ng estudyante kanina, we are not male students. Sabi dun sa isang picture. So, yung pagiging male is not a biological reality na. It's an expression. What do you think, guys? So, ano ang thoughts nyo on this issue? I think kapag naaprubahan na ang SOGI bill in the whole country, schools might as well give up on uniforms para hindi sila maka-encounter ng mga ganitong klaseng trouble. Yan ang tingin kong mangyayari in the future. Kapag palasak na ang SOGI sa buong Pilipinas, schools might as well give up on having uniforms. Okay. So this has been another episode of the J. Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is J. Aruga of the J. Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.